is WMUC-FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio, and where amazing college students manage.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Good morning. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl, a show about women in country and country-ish music. Today is sort of like a Apple Replay, as it's called, because I do not do Spotify Wrapped. I think their sound quality is worse, and I don't think they treat artists very well. We'll talk more after PSA.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Yes, so important. Although the other day, I thought I was being safe. I took an Uber somewhere, and then the Uber was maybe the scariest car ride I've ever been in. So, you never know. But, yeah. So, like I said, today we're doing sort of my stuff that I had on repeat this year. Yeah, so the first song is Nico Case. If you've been listening to the show at all this past year, you probably know that I like Nico Case a lot. Or if you've talked to me, I talk about that a lot. But this song apparently was one of my top played by her this year. Not the top played, the top played was Man, but that one was explicit, so. But that one is also very, very, very rock and roll. She is widely called a country musician, but I think that's highly debatable. This song is called Halls of Sarah, and it's off her 2018 album, Hell On. And this one, she really starts dipping into some sort of, like, electronic aspects, and there's, like, a horn section on the song, so, I don't know, she does a lot of experimental stuff. I think it's very debatable these days whether or not she's much of a country musician at all, but she's pretty cool nonetheless. And this song, I thought, had an interesting story. She said that it was about the idea that women are often used as muses for songs, and that people will use someone as a muse for their song without their permission. And at the time of the release of the album, she noted that Fleetwood Mac had a song called Sarah that was the opposite of exploitative. It was a celebration of Sarah without selling out the person, and she liked that. But then I thought it was interesting, more recently I saw an article I really liked where she was talking about her new album, but I think it's rather obvious she was talking about this song, because she again talks about women being used as muses for songs, and she talks about Bob Dylan's song Sarah about his first wife, and how he says some not nice things about her in the song, and that's really kind of awful because he has a platform and she doesn't. So yeah, sort of a dark tone, but something to ponder while you listen, I suppose. Yeah, this is Halls of Sarah by Nico Case.
Childless widow of a nation, you cry like guns across the water, yet we expect you to bring springtime. It isn't fair. Searchlights wither in your hair. You are a silent men build their industry. You diverting rivers of your hair. Looking for
okay, we're gonna start it again because my AirPods won't stop connecting to the song. I have not had that issue before. Sorry about that. Take two.
Childless widow of a nation, you cry like guns across the water, yet we expect you to bring springtime. It isn't fair. Searchlights wither in your hair. You are a silent moon. Men build their industries around you, diverting rivers of your hair. They're looking for their own reflection. You're left to die of exposure, Sarah. Sarah with the beaten heart, Sarah with the mouth of stone, Sarah with the... You are a silent moon. Inside of blues. with a beating heart, Sarah with a mouth of stone. I call, but there is no one home. Sarah with a beating heart, Sarah with a mouth of stone. I call, but there is only echo from a recording machine. Screaming, haunt your old vampire dream. You see, I'm poets, poets, doing naughtiest business, loving womankind. So who are you to deny? Who are you to deny? And Sarah, 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 Sarah,
Waxahachie with her song War. If you've talked to me in the last year and a half, you probably also know that I like Waxahachie a lot. This was off of her 2020 album, St. Cloud, which is maybe her best one. It's where everyone says she first really dived into alt country. Before that, she's more rock, more punk-ish. But yeah, she got sober ahead of this album, and somehow that drew her to country music. Yeah. The next song we'll hear is called Isn't It a Pity by Juliana Riolino, who is a Niagara, New York-based singer-songwriter, and this was off her first album, called All Blue, and it's kind of country rock. I really enjoy it. I found her for a country rock show, I guess like a year ago now. I couldn't even tell you, but I've known about her for a while now, and I really enjoy her voice and her style. She's got sort of this old-time feel to her music in a way, but it's still modern. So, yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
saw you was a live stream of a funeral. You laughed when he told a story from when we were young. Looks like you're holding up all right, but I know it's sometimes hard to tell. We smoked weed out of a Pepsi can, lying around under a Christmas tree.
That was Fish Pepsi by Wednesday. This was actually first released on their 2021 EP Guttering under the name Wednesday and NJ Lenderman. Although NJ Lenderman later became just a part of the band, and then now he played on this album, but I don't think he's not touring on this album because I think that one's really fun. Apparently the original version is much more like lo-fi, but this one is obviously much more like rollicking and fun. Just think it's a good fun song. We were doing our top albums of the year list recently, and I'm not always the most tuned in with new music, so a lot of the stuff we were talking about I didn't really know, but I advocated pretty hard to put Wednesday Bleeds on the list because it's a really fun album. I think it's a really good album. I saw it was on most top 2025 album lists that I looked at, and I don't know, our list was really, really lacking in anything country whatsoever. Otherwise, it's still pretty lacking. I can't think of another country-ish thing on the list, which I was sort of, you know. But I don't know. It hasn't been the best year in country music, I feel. I was thinking about doing like a 2025 top albums show, and I probably will at the start of next year. But I was like thinking about my favorite albums of the year, and I was like, well, I don't know. Other than Wednesday, there wasn't all that much that I was going to like push that we should put on our top 25 albums of the year. But, you know. So, up next is another artist that I've been listening to a lot this past year, and you might have heard about on the show or from me before, and her name is Jamie Wyatt, and this is a 2017 song called Wishing Well. I got into her for an outlaw country show I did quite some time ago, and she's sort of a modern outlaw country artist because on a later album she started collaborating with Waylon Jennings' son, Shooter Jennings, but on this album, she's doing more what's considered the Bakersfield sound, which is sort of an electric, gritty version of country music that started in Bakersfield, California in like the 50s. And it's considered much more like raw than the Nashville country of the time, with people like Buck Owens and Merle Haggard, and eventually it sort of blossomed into country rock and outlaw country. But that's sort of more her style. She is from California, and she's got someone from Shooter Jennings' band on this album, so I suppose that's kind of how they got to know each other. But yeah, it's pretty cool stuff, I think. This album is called Felony Blues because she is a real-life felon. She earned her stripes as an outlaw country artist. Yeah, let's listen to it.
Wishing well, I can hear the mission. down to be wrong, don't need to be right. I left you the keys, I left on the lights. I locked myself out of the house. I'm on the next flight, you can't talk me out of it.
Listening to WMUC College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Orla, and you have been tuned into Stand By Your Girl, which is about women in country and country-ish music. And this week I'm doing sort of my Apple replay, the songs that I have been listening to the most this past year, and I have to say it's certainly leaning very country rock. It seems that's what I've gotten very into this year. That last song was Down to Be Wrong by Haim, who aren't really very country at all. This album, I Quit, is nominated for a Rock Album of the Year at the Grammys. And I don't know, I was just talking about how we just did our like top 25 albums of the year. And this was honestly one of the albums from this year that I had on repeat the most, but I knew that that was not going to be the most profound opinion at WMEC, so I did not advocate for it. But I think it's a really good album nonetheless, and Waxahachie agreed with me. She said this was her song of the summer. I think what really attracts me to this new album is that they have openly said it is very influenced by Sheryl Crow and her style of music, who is one of my favorite artists. It's got a lot of similarities to her self-titled and her Tuesday Night Music Club, her like 90s stuff. Which are my favorite of her albums, and then in later in life she went very country. But those early ones are more sort of folk rock and very experimental, and some of the other songs on this I Quit album are very like experimental with instrumentation in the way that she was earlier in her career. So that's why I really liked it. I thought it was cool to hear something that reminded me of her in 2025. She's still here in 2025, but, you know, someone newer. So, speaking of which, we will now listen to Sheryl Crow. This is apparently her song that I listened to the most this year, which is off one of her newer albums called Wildflower. The song is called Good is Good. And it's pretty poppy, I suppose, but this one was new to me, so I guess that's why I got really into it, and I just enjoyed the lyrics, I suppose. So here it is.
Your books out on the sidewalk. Now they're blowing round, but they won't help you when you're down. Love's on your list of things to do, to bring your good luck back to you. Every time you hear
Does it ever make you stop and wonder?
That was Elizabeth Cook with her song Slow Pain. That is off a 2016 album called Exodus of Venus, which came out 6 years after her previous album. But she has appeared at the Grand Ole Opry over 300 times. And, yeah, I don't know. I'd never heard of her before the show, and I found some music of hers in the past for the show, and recently I've gotten into more and more of her catalog. It's really good, I think. Yeah. We are coming up on the end. The next song we will hear is by an artist called Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. I saw in a review of this album in a music reviewing site called Americana Highways, really an Americana album review blog, and they said, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers have long been one of my favorite ways to spend a night out. Their shows at Denver's High Dive in particular have always been a perfect mix of great loud cowpunk, rapt audiences, and excellent people watching. Everything you want in a club show. Well, that really makes me want to go to one of their shows, because that sounds like a pretty cool time. But, yeah, they're definitely leaning more country rock. Apparently, that's the theme today. The theme of this year seemed to be country rock and, country rock and also... Yeah, I don't know. I guess just country rock. Apparently the 2010s were a big theme. That's on here a lot. A lot of 2010s. A bit of 2025, but a lot of 2010s. Yeah. So this song is called... Revelations, and sort of talks about the struggle of trying to make money as a touring musician. And then after that, I think we only have time for one more song after that, so now I have to make a decision. This is tough. I think after that, we will listen to Planes by Hurricane by Planes, which is essentially another Waxahachie song. This is a band that only released one album, and it is composed of Waxahachie and singer-songwriter Jess Williamson, but I significantly preferred the Waxahachie songs. I saw her live about a year ago at Wolf Trap, and she played this song, and it was really pretty. And, yeah. So, this is the last show of the year, so thank you so much for tuning in, and, I'll be back in the spring. I will be graduating undergrad in the spring, which is very exciting and a bit scary, but yeah, so at least one more semester, but then we'll see after that. I hope your finals go well. Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in this semester, and have a great break. This is Revelations by Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. Oh, of course, it's going to play an ad. After the ad, this is Sarah Shook, Revelations.
Still